In what direction do you think the anti-war movement is headed now that the war is in the occupation phase? What are the tactics that you guys are going to employ now?
Well, I think that's one of the big questions. There's so many people who are really committed to changing what's going on as far as the way that our government is moving, and to stop the military proliferation and change it to working for the people, using the money and the resources we have to do good for our country, our people, but all the people of the world. You know, the way that we're going, you know, violence just begets violence. We need to have a much more intelligent and comprehensive approach to the way that, that the U.S. is in the world.
What kind of message would you say? What kind of message would you like to send to people outside of the Bay Area who, like, might not understand what you're doing here today?
My message is: be skeptical of all that you hear in the news. Go to various websites on the internet and find out what the real information is. Go to international press organizations. Read various magazines, including The Nation and Mother Jones. On the internet, you can go to independent.co.uk, and that's the Independent in Britain, and also The Guardian. I think it's guardian.com, and many, many others. Once you get on one website, you get link up to other websites. But inform yourself. Don't just listen to what you hear and take it in, because remember what happened in Vietnam and what happened in the Iran-Contra? It's happening now, perhaps even more. It's the Project for a New American Century is planning on ruling the world by force. And the $500 billion that they're putting into the military buildup and use right now is part of that effort. Be skeptical, educate yourself, and speak out.
Yeah, last question. what would you like to say to the politicians, like local and state or national, contributions from weapons manufacturers like these?
Oh my God.
What would you like to tell them?
Yeah!
Alex. That's
a
good
one.
Represent the people. Represent the people's needs. Get the money out of politics. Be proactive for campaign reform, and go with your conscience, and that's to help people and to serve people. Thanks.
Thank you.